from the Game Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet. Jared and the GM, with Jared Stillman and Floyd Reese.
On ESPN.
1025, The Game.
And it is Jared and the GM on ESPN 1025, The Game. We're online at thegamenashville.com. He is the GM, Floyd Reese. I'm Jared Stillman. We're live at Bridgestone Arena, where once again the Predators today are hosting the Fan Appreciation Draft Party, and that is from 4, so now, until 10 o'clock. You can wear gold and bring friends to Smashville to take part in a Western Conference Championship celebration while watching the Preds make the 30th overall selection in tonight's 2017 NHL Entry Draft, and the fans are already roaming the concourse here at Bridgestone Arena. And the question about the team, we'll find out who they take at 30th overall tonight, and that maybe they make a trade, maybe they make a big move, who knows. But one of the big questions about this team, Floyd, is if Mike Fisher doesn't come back. And, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of operating under the assumption in my heart that he will not. I don't think Mike Fisher's coming back. Just the way, if you watch the Showtime documentary, the way that Fisher is in tears in the locker room after they lose, addressing the guys and tells them thanks for the memories. I hope he comes back. I mean, I've been saying Mike come back, but I'm not convinced Mike Fisher's coming back. And the reason I bring this up is because then you have a big question. Who is going to be the captain? And one name that people are going to ask about a lot is PK Subban.
Mm-hmm.
Should PK Subban be the captain if Mike Fisher retires? Now, for me, well, you know what? I'll let you start. Do you think PK Subban should be the captain if Mike Fisher retires? Because fans are going to ask it. Fans are going to want to know. And first off, Peter Laviolette was talking about PK Subban and the type of player that he is to coach.
Sometimes you see players on the other side, but you don't really get to know them until you get the opportunity to work with them on a daily basis. He was, I thought that he was a very easy person to work with. Very coachable, listens, can take criticism, can take advice.
So Peter's obviously a big fan of him off the ice and on the ice coaching him, but what do you make of that? Should PK Subban be the next captain of the Predators?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we have talked about this before, and you've always brought up, who is it, Ellis?
Ellis or Yossi, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those have kind of been your guys. I don't, you know, again, this whole captain thing in the NHL is unique to sport. And I'm not sure I completely understand it yet. I mean, I understand what, you know, I think what they try to get, you know, but I mean, the position is almost like an assistant coach. You know, it's a position that's higher than just a leader of the team. So I don't know. You know, I know the position is demanding. I know, you know, the people in the NHL put a lot of emphasis on it and who it is and their responsibilities and all of those things. So, I mean, they have to be very, very careful. I'm sure they have thought about it. I mean, those other guys have worn the A's for couple years now, I guess.
Well, only Yossi, because James Neal was the other A.
That's right. Okay.
So Yossi's the only one.
Had it for a couple years.
For 8 years. Now, he was on the leadership council, but it was Weber, Neal, and Fisher before Shea Weber left, and then Yossi got the letter. And then in the middle of the year, they said that Ryan Ellis was an assistant captain, but he didn't wear a letter because you can only have two other guys that wear the letter.
So, yeah, I guess the point being that with those three guys, two of the three gone and one potentially gone, I mean, you'd be starting all over, and it would be something that you would have to be very, very careful with, because it would be the guy, whoever it is, would be shaping a young locker room.
And it ain't going to be PK Subban, okay? Look, I like PK Subban. Let me state that for the record. But I mean, the way that I see it, where I'm sitting, PK Subban's not your captain. You know, there was a company that I used to work with, and they had a CEO and another CEO. They had two guys that owned the company, right? And the one guy that owned the company, he was kind of the guy that, you know, he would always fly the clients around on the jet, and he would always be the one partying, and he would always be doing the, and the other guy would be the guy that was always in the office, always reading the books, always managing the day-to-day employees, always, one guy was the flashy, going out, big money guy, the other was just the day-to-day, making sure everything got taken care of guy. And that's what you need in your captain. Yossi's like that. Ellis is like that. They're quiet. They're, PK's not that. PK is good at being PK, but I don't think PK can represent the entire group. And to me, I don't think you want your locker room where you've had, you know, these group of guys going in one direction, and all of a sudden you're going to get PK out there. And now PK, if PK is captain of the team, that Sidney Crosby Listering thing is a much bigger deal than it is if, you know, it's just crazy old PK going off and making that little comment to Pierre and everybody laughs about it. It's different. This is a serious position. PK is a great player, but do you think of serious when you think of PK? I don't. I think he's serious about playing when he's on the ice, but like that Listering thing with Crosby, you know, that's something that your flashy wide receiver, flashy corner, you know, just because they're a great player doesn't mean that they need to be team captain. Would you ever name Randy Moss team captain? No. So that's how I feel about PK. PK is, you know, he's an individual. A team captain represents the team. And so to me, no, I heard 3D talking about this the other day and people calling in saying, PK should be the captain. What has PK done that would make you think PK would be a good fit to be the captain? I haven't seen it. I mean, to me, I look at PK and Mike Fisher, aren't they polar opposites?
Well, I mean, the personalities are certainly different.
So then wouldn't you want it to be more like Mike Fisher to be your next captain?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the question.
Would you make Randy Moss the team captain of a football team if it meant as much as it means to the hockey team?
Randy Moss, I don't
know. No!
If that's the case, Randy Moss in New England was a captain.
But who was your team captain essentially in New England?
Well, Brady is
okay.
Is always the captain. But, I mean, Randy in New England was a great guy. I mean, outstanding guy. And this is coming from a guy that didn't draft him, because I was worried about the other stuff going the other way.
And I think PK is a great guy. But do you want PK to be the head of your locker room? Would you want Randy, if you didn't have Tom Brady, to be the head of your locker room? Would you and Bill Belichick have been comfortable with Randy being the alpha dog in the locker room?
I mean, again, in the Randy in New England, I think we would have been fine with. Now, the Randy at the Raiders, no.
The Randy in Minnesota?
Randy in Minnesota. Randy in Minnesota. Probably not.
Probably?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
The Randy at here? I mean, I don't even know that people got to know Randy here.
I didn't count here. My whole thing about PK, though, like my whole take on PK being the captain is, like, back to Randy. You bring Randy in where Brady is essentially the captain. I mean, Brady is the captain of the Patriots, right? I mean, yeah, the way that they view it in hockey, Brady leads that locker room. So you bring him in, and you've already got the captain in Brady, and everybody knows Brady's the captain, and we all kind of follow Brady's lead. That's a great guy to have in the room because he can still kind of be himself, but he falls in line with what everybody else is doing because the tone of the locker room has already been set by Brady. PK is a great guy, just like you're saying Randy's a great guy. PK comes into this locker room, and the tone is being set by Mike Fisher of how this thing works. And PK, like Randy, just kind of falls in line. But as soon as those cameras came out for the Stanley Cup Final and all the TSNs and everything, PK turned certain things into making them about PK. And that's fine because, you know, hey, that's PK. He's a hard worker. He's a good guy. He falls in line in the locker room, but that's PK. That can't be PK if he's representing the whole team. If he is the captain of the team. If he is Tom Brady. Do you think Tom Brady would have ever done that Listerine comment and done the back and forth with Crosby like PK did in the Stanley Cup Final?
No.
See, that's my point.
Tom didn't talk to anybody, you know, about anything. And you could be exactly right. I have no idea. I just don't know. I mean, we're talking about a team sport and the locker room team, and I mean, if PK is as much an individual as you're making it sound, then I think you're right. I don't think he could probably be a captain. What if he's not? What if he's a really, really good? And I don't know this.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I think he's a good guy. That's where you were going, right?
I thought that's where you went.
You thought that I said he wasn't a good guy?
Well, you were talking about Listerine, and, you know, he can't do that. He can't express the team.
That's not a bad – like, the Listerine thing is not a bad thing. I think PK's a great guy. He donated $10 million to the Children's Hospital in Montreal, for crying out loud. He's a great guy. But PK is about the attention. PK likes being an individual. That's why he dresses the way he does and why he, you know – is, and that's fine. I got no problem with it. And I think it fits in fine here. But if you're going to be team captain and represent the whole team, to me, you have to be kind of the quiet, serious kind of, and Ryan Ellis is that. When they lost at Anaheim and Ellis didn't think they played well, he came out and said, we didn't have the effort to play the way we played. We didn't deserve to win. Those are the type of things a captain does. When they lost at St. Louis, Ryan Ellis, I saw it on the bottom of the scroll on the NBC Sports Network. Well, we didn't think we were going to win every game in the playoffs. We'll regroup and get ready for the next game. That's your typical captain type of thing. That's what Ryan Ellis is. PK is a great player. He is a great guy. I'm not sure he's a great leader to lead the team. And I feel confident that Ellis and Yossi and others are. So we'll take your calls in on this about, you know, should PK at least be in the consideration? 615-737-1025 is the phone number. If you want to get in on this Fireball Hot Take Friday, 615-737-1025. It's Jared and the GM, and it's right here on ESPN 1025, the game.
His offense is something I think that everybody knows about, and probably a reason why we were one of the reasons that we got him. What I learned more than anything is that I think he's a brilliant defensive player. I think that he is a heavy body. I think that he and Matthias Ekholm as a pair were unbelievable with their size and their strength and their reads, their ability to stop opposition's top lines, their ability to get out of our end, to shield pucks, to make a quick move and an outlet pass and get out of our defensive zone as quick as possible, which is really what the game is about. How can you get it out, get it through, and get it in and stay in the opposition's end? So not only is he good in the offensive end, but we had to get there, and that's where he would really shine for me. And like David said, when he came back from some injury trouble in the middle of the season, his game got stronger and stronger up until the last month where I thought he was lights out, and in the playoffs he really shined. It was almost like his game went to the next level as soon as the playoffs started.
That was Peter Laviolette talking about PK Subban. Boy, he seems to really like him in the play. And I do too.
Glowing terms.
I mean, he really does like him. There's no questioning that. The question, though, is about leadership. And how much does the fact that PK's only been here for 1 year, if Mike Fisher does in fact retire and they name PK Subban the captain, and you're Roman Yossi and you've been here for, you know, what has it been, 6, 7 years? Yossi's been here. And you've been an alternate captain now for 2 years, or Ryan Ellis, or whomever, would there be a little animosity there about PK Subban being captain? I certainly think that has to be weighed. I just think PK should be able to focus on PK. And if you make PK the captain, then PK's got to focus on the team. And I feel more comfortable with PK focusing on PK.
Turn that whole scenario around.
Okay.
I mean, well, PK be rubbed raw if he's not the captain?
I think that's a real big question for Peter Laviolette. I think that is a huge question for Peter Laviolette, because I certainly, it came out of Montreal that PK, or there were some rumors that PK was unhappy that Max Pacioretty was the captain of the Montreal Canadiens and that PK was not the captain of the Montreal Canadiens. So it certainly is something that Peter's got to think of. Now, can you do that, though? If you feel in your heart that Roman Yossi or that Ryan Ellis should be the team captain, but you're worried that PK's not going to like it if PK's not the captain, then what do you do? Like, you know, you can't sacrifice what you think is important for the team because it's going to hurt PK's feelings, can you?
Well, no. I mean, you always have to do what's best for the team. But there's, if in fact that's an issue, there's a second question.
What's best for the team?
Yeah. What are we doing then? You know?
Well, the worst case scenario would be you name PK the captain because of that. It totally, the guys that have been in your locker room for a while, all of a sudden don't take kind to it. That would be what I worry about. And this is why I don't even think it's a consideration. Because I asked the question about the young leaders on the Predators to Peter Laviolette in the press conference last week, and listen to all the young leaders Peter Laviolette brings up, and more specifically, listen to who he doesn't bring up.
The younger players now in those leadership roles, we added Ryan Ellis. We thought the way he came into the season and what he was contributing inside the locker room and on the ice, we thought it was important to bring him into the leadership group as an assistant captain. Roman Josi now has been an assistant captain for a couple years here. Even players that not necessarily are in the names that we've just talked about, but watching the maturity and the growth of a guy like Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, Matthias Ekholm, and there's more. But there was growth, I think, from a leadership point of view inside of our room, outside of the name of Mike Fisher, who did an outstanding job.
Ellis, Josi, Johansson, Forsberg, Ekholm. Didn't hear PK's name in there.
Nope.
So my guess is if the coach doesn't name him as part of a group of five guys that he names, he's probably not considering him to be the next captain of the team. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Let's go to your phones on a Fireball Hot Take Friday, 615-737-1025. Joe is up next, and thank you for waiting patiently. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, first of all, Jerry, you confuse me, man, sometimes. I just thought you wanted Lavonzo Ball's dad to be president. And, you know, second of all, I think PK would be a great representation of Nashville. I mean, you got the city excited about hockey, and this is a different traditional market. I think if PK bring a whole different excitement to the yard, talking about like baseball and hockey, they're just boring. PK bring a different style of captain to the lead. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, but I don't think you need that in your captain. You know, it's like I appreciate.
Just need it in your dad.
I'm not saying that LeVar Ball needs to lead a basketball team.
I think he brought up a great point.
What's that?
I mean, now we like Ball because he is
interesting.
PK is not interesting.
First of all, there's two different things. I never said PK wasn't interesting.
Okay.
Being team captain's not about being interesting.
Okay.
Being a talk radio host is about being interesting. People will come up and they'll say, I hear Colin Cowherd say this all the time. It's not about being right. It's about being interesting. And so that's what this job is. That job on the ice of being your team captain, that's not about being interesting. That's about being a leader. Those are two totally different things. LeVar Ball's trying to sell shoes. I want the Predators and PK to try to win the cup.
Ah. Okay.
Do you not agree with that?
I don't agree with anything you ever say.
How can you not agree with that? No. How can you not 100% agree with that? LeVar Ball is trying to sell shoes. PK is trying to win the cup.
LeVar Ball is trying to sell shoes, yes. He's also trying to be a mouthpiece for his son. A mouthpiece for the L.A. Lakers.
He's not.
A mouthpiece for the NBA.
He doesn't care about any of that. He only cares about selling shoes.
Okay.
And being interesting and being a team captain. Mike Fisher is not interesting other than the person he's married to. He's not interesting. The most interesting thing about him is that he shoots a cannon. He has his own personalized cannon and shoots it off in the backyard. That's easily the most interesting thing about him.
And where does he live?
I have no idea where they live. But my guess is around here. In fact, knowing the type of neighborhood you live in, probably close to you.
Shooting off a cannon in the backyard has to disturb somebody.
Well, my guess is Mike and Carrie probably have a lot of land, so maybe it's not too bad. Or maybe, you know, they live next to D-Mace who can't hear, so they just shoot off the cannons. Since every time that I put my headphones on in D-Mace's seat and I forget to turn it down, my head's like going to explode. And so I don't know. But Mike Fisher, other than the fact that Mike Fisher is married to somebody famous, he's not interesting. He's a good player and a good guy and a good leader from what everybody says. But Mike Fisher, it just, you know, he doesn't want to be interesting. Let's go to Jeff, who is up next on Jared and the GM. Thank you for calling. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Great show again. Floyd, get Hometown Bobo together here right now. Listen, guys, seriously, Ray Lewis, captain, big personality. Richard Sherman, big personality, team captain. Charles Barkley, who you talk
is
about
is Richard
all
Sherman
time.
Like the number one leader of the Seahawks, though? And by the way, I don't like that idea of Richard Sherman running
but
my locker room.
Here's the thing. That personality, people rally around that. That would be great for Nashville for CK to be a captain. And on top of that, hell, that might even make him a little more focused, maybe, if he knows that he has that position to fill. I mean, give the guy a chance. And he definitely proves it on court, on the ice.
I'll give you that. Now, that I'll give you 100%. If PK is the captain, maybe, and I appreciate your call, Jeff, if PK is the captain, maybe he does take, and I'm not saying he doesn't take hockey seriously. He does, but PK's about PK. That's why PK's not in Montreal anymore. I love PK. Once again, the guy donated $10 million to the Children's Hospital. That's a big deal to me. He seems like a good guy, good for the community. He played great in the playoffs. Maybe it does. I don't know. But in terms of, you know, the leadership of how this team has been operated, the quiet, the confidence, the, hey, go about your business, do your job, that kind of thing, that's not PK. Shea Weber, not PK. Mike Fisher, not PK. Ryan Ellis, not PK. And it's not that being team captain's not a, not being the team captain is not a bad thing. By the way, I don't want Richard Sherman to run the Predators. I don't want Richard Sherman on the Titans. Remember when that came out, oh, Richard Sherman might go to the Titans. And we're like, no, stay away, Richard. That is why. So we'll take more of your calls. 615-737-1025 on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. What are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing.
You got this look.
I'm just curious about where this is going here.
What do you mean?
See what the fans have to say.
We'll get right back to more of the calls. Plus, we got some breaking NHL news that might have an effect for some Predator fans out there. We'll get to that as well. Hey, guess what? Following us is the best way to keep up with the latest news, coverage, and everything sports. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter at The Game Nashville, Twitter at 1025 The Game, Instagram at The Game Nashville, and download our app, The Game Nashville, to listen to Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 1025 The Game. You can follow me on Twitter at Jared Stillman, on Instagram at The Jared Stillman. I promise to put up some great pictures this weekend. I got a lot going on. I promise to put up great pictures if you follow me at The Jared Stillman. We are live on a Fireball Hot Take Friday from Bridgestone Arena. We'll get back to your calls and more next. It's ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back. We're live at Bridgestone Arena, where once again tonight the Nashville Predators are hosting a fan appreciation draft party and a Western Conference Championship celebration tonight until 10 o'clock, where you can come on out and see who the Predators will pick with the 30th overall selection in tonight's draft. We've been discussing if Mike Fisher retires. So there's a big if in and of that. I mean, Floyd, I mean, there's on this Fireball Hot Take Friday, we have to remind people that that's a big if. But right. If Mike Fisher is named captain, then at that point, who will they name to be? Or if Mike Fisher named captain, Mike Fisher retires, who are they going to name as the next captain? And PK's name is kind of a name a lot of fans wonder, but perhaps maybe not one that the team's thinking about. I don't think the team should make PK captain. They should let PK be PK. Now, speaking of the offseason, the Washington Capitals have re-signed winger TJ Oshie to an 8-year, $46 million contract. And the Predators, at one point, a lot of fans were saying, well, Jared, what about TJ Oshie? And at 8 years and $46 million to re-sign with Washington, he is not going to be on the Predators. My guess is if he called David Poile and wanted 8 years, $46 million or whatever, David probably wouldn't have done that. So wipe him off the list. Let's go back to the phones on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Matthew is up next. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, I kind of agree with you, Jared, a little bit with about PK, but I kind of would go back to the previous call a little bit and say if he was in captain, if he would kind of take it, it appears to be more serious, then I would totally be okay with him being captain. But as of right now, I would maybe make him one of the assistants and make, like you said, either Ellis or Yossi a captain. Probably Yossi over Ellis just because Yossi was there first with the leadership portion. But that was my thinking on it. And, yeah. So
appreciate your call, Matthew. Let me speculate in this regard. In the middle of the season, Peter Laviolette says, holds a press conference to say that they've added Ryan Ellis to the leadership group. And I still to this day think that there's a reason that they did that. In the middle of the season, announcing to the media, Ryan Ellis is part of this leadership group. Because they could have just made, I mean, look, you know this, being a GM, you can't make leaders. Leaders lead, and they become leaders. And that's just how it works.
Right.
But for the Predators in the middle of the season to add Ellis to that group, what it kind of told me was they wanted him there in case they made him captain next year. Because how could you pass over Yossi and maybe at the time pass over Neil in order to name Ryan Ellis captain if he wasn't already on that leadership group? So I think putting him on that leadership group was an important aspect of the season that nobody talked about. Now, as far as replacing the letters, I think that would make sense. Let's say you make Ellis the captain, Yossi stays as an assistant captain, or you make Yossi a captain and Ellis is the assistant captain. Then you make Johansson probably one of them and PK and maybe. But for Peter Laviolette to go over all those names of young leaders and not mention PK, it makes it very difficult for me to think that they're going to just jump him to captain.
I mean, I can see that. I understand that.
You asked the really important question, though, I think more than anything else, which is how hard is it going to be on Peter Laviolette if PK doesn't like the fact that he's not the captain?
Yeah, I mean, that I think that has to be a concern because, I mean, you probably hit it on the head. PK's may have the strongest personality in that whole locker room. And when you've got the strongest personality, whether you've got a letter on your chest or not, you're probably going to say your piece. And, you know, you want that to be positive all the time.
Well,
because you know he's going to have something to say about it.
And I'll make the argument too, and I don't know PK. And once again, I like PK because whatever you can say about PK, you can't take away the fact that the guy donated $10 million to the Children's Hospital in Montreal. But I think PK thinks he can be captain. You know,
I would say there's no doubt.
The PK thinks, I can't be captain.
No doubt.
Brenda's up next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday on Jared and the GM live from Bridgestone Arena. What's up, Brenda?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great.
Good.
My take on this is I don't have anything against PK, but he is PK, and he needs just to be let PK. He plays better that way. But you have good forces in Fiala. You have good forces in all the rest of them. Ellis is good, except Ellis tends to get hurt. And when they came back from playing with Pittsburgh and they didn't make that fifth game, when they all landed back, PK went off to the side, where all the rest of them faced up are the fans and high-fived them. And the others had a presence about it, but PK didn't. I'm not saying anything about him, not anything bad. He's a good player. He's all there, but he's not been with that team long enough to be put in that position. You've just got too many others that are ready, that have been playing with all these guys all this time, and they've molted. To step over them might make them think something else as well. That's my take on it.
I think that's a great take, and it, too, makes me think about, okay, if you're worried about PK not being happy, if he's not named captain, what if naming PK captain would make half the locker room unhappy? Of all these people, they're like, wait a minute, this is not the Preds' way. This is not the way we've been doing it. And now we're going to make PK Subban the captain? And so now Yossi's angry and Ellis is angry and this one's like, that's another thing. This is not going to be an easy decision for Peter Laviolette. The decision to make Mike Fisher your captain last year was easily the easiest decision they could have
made. Yeah, see, that's part of the issue and part of the problem when you know, leaders are like quarterbacks. If you think you've got five, you have zero. There's not – every locker room doesn't have 5, 6, 7 leaders.
Didn't you say, though, when the Titans were good, you guys had a bunch of leaders?
We had a bunch of guys that were leaders, but not somebody that you would – there was no, you know, who's going to take it over when the – and that was part of the problem, was we were missing that lead dog.
We had
everything else.
Was Eddie George the lead dog of that group?
Of the running back group?
No, of just of the Titans.
Oh, no. We had a bunch of them. That was – I mean, you had – you had Eddie, you had McNair, you had D. Mace, you had Kevin Carter, you had, you know, a whole group of guys.
Well, now you got 5 leaders, and you just said if you have 5 leaders, you have no leader.
That's what I'm saying. But we didn't have a leader. We didn't have the leader.
Like you did in New England.
Like we did in New England. And if you don't have the leader, I mean, you can have, you know, most of these guys have been around locker rooms long enough. They know how to act in a locker room. I mean, they know what to do and what not to do and what to say and what not to say and all that. You need the guy in the locker room that when everybody comes in that locker room, they're looking at him to see what he's doing. And whatever he's doing, you're going to do the same thing. And I'm not sure, you know, we didn't have that. And the truth is, not a lot of teams do have that. And that's why, you know, a guy like Ray Lewis, how does he stand out? Did Ray Lewis have some issues? Yes, he did. Did he have some injuries? Yes, he did. Did he all, though? Yeah, he sure did. But he was the leader, and there was no doubt in that locker room who the leader was. And same thing at New England. And I think if you go through a lot of these teams that have truly great players, I mean great teams, there's going to be one of those guys.
See, that's why I believe the Denver Broncos could not have won the Super Bowl if Brock Osweiler had been their quarterback. Not because Brock Osweiler sucks, which he does, but because Peyton, in my mind, was probably the leader of that football team. And even though he couldn't throw the ball at that point, there's no way they beat the Patriots without Peyton Manning, in my mind.
Having him out there was really, really important.
And so I think with the Predators, it's so much easier when you lose a Mike Fisher or when you lose a Shea Weber to have Mike Fisher right there than it is now if you lose Mike Fisher. And then all of a sudden you're looking like who's going to be the next guy. And, well, it could be that guy. It could be this guy. It could be. But it's not as easy as it was when it was, oh, it's going to be Mike Fisher. I mean, when they made that trade, the next day I was on the air, Fisher's the captain. And that was it. I had one intern who disagreed with me at the time. He's like, oh, no, they should name Yossi the captain. I was like, okay, intern, thank you.
Well, I think there's a great example. I mean, you knew, everybody knew who the captain was before he was traded. Everybody knew who the captain was going to be after he was traded. And it wasn't like it was up for discussion. You know, it wasn't like, well, we've got 5 guys. We've got to choose between them. Wrong.
And who in the locker room would say, oh, wait a minute. What a horrible decision to name Mike Fisher captain.
I mean, nobody.
Nobody would have said
that.
We'll take more of your calls, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, plus a question that was posed about the Titans that has to do with the Preds. I'll get to that, too, coming up next. We're live at Bridgestone Arena. Hey, join Jason Fitz at the Electronic Express in Clarksville at 2819 Wilma Rudolph Boulevard this Saturday from 1 to 3. It's the Electronic Express famous half-price fair and huge tent sale going on now in Clarksville. Save up to 50% in every department while supplies last. Electronic Express, we make it happen. Jared and the GM on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Fireball.
Fireball Hot Take Friday live at Bridgestone Arena tonight. Once again, the Preds are having the fan appreciation draft party and Western Conference Championship celebration tonight until 10 o'clock. And they've got the cards on the seats. Once again, you can see what seats are available to buy season tickets or half-season tickets for next season. And you can check those out. And I've been to a handful of these events, and there were usually a lot more cards on a lot more seats. And tonight it's pretty scarce. So if you are thinking at all about getting season tickets, come on out tonight. You can check it out, and you can decide which ones you want, and you can see right there what's available, and they have the prices right there on the card. So come on out and enjoy this celebration. Floyd, do you have a thought, or do you want to go right to the phones?
Phones.
On a Fireball Hot Take Friday, Eric is up next on Jared of the GM. Thank you for waiting patiently. Eric, and you go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
All right, so Jared, I want to start off by paying you a compliment. It was something I hoped to have done at some point in person, but I don't think that's going to be possible. So I'll just go ahead and lay it out now. I think you're. I finally came to terms with it. I think you're the perfect mix of a sports host personality and a shock jock. Because,
well, wait a minute. I'm not a shock jock.
Hold on.
Let me start you right now. I am not a shock jock. I do a lot of work on this show, Eric. I do a lot of work. I do a lot. He's laughing because he knows how much this sets me off. I appreciate your call, Eric. But, like, you know exactly how much this sets me off.
What happened? What set you off?
He called me a shock jock.
Oh, no.
I'm not a shock jock. A shock jock is like Skip Bayless, who will come out after LeBron loses a Tuesday night at Phoenix and says, LeBron's legacy is ruined. That's a shock jock. All the opinions that I have are the same opinions that I would have naturally. I just share them with you. That's the difference. I remember when I used to go to Titans games with my dad, and the Titans would lose, and we'd be walking out. And I was in high school, and so pardon, you know, what I'm about to say because of, you know, but I was in high school. And I'd walk out, and I'd go, and I'd say, the coaching sucked, the defense sucked, the tackling was terrible, it was all awful. Now I just have those same opinions and get on the air and say them. I do a lot of research. I prepare for this show a lot. I was up at 8 o'clock this morning doing this show. A shock jock just gets on the air and says, what can I say that will be controversial? LeVar Ball is a shock jock if he had a radio show. I do not try to be controversial. There are just people that disagree with my opinions. I am not a shock jock. It's ridiculous. I work way too hard to be called that. That would almost essentially be like somebody saying, you know, well, you're a... I'm not even going to say the word that I think that calling somebody who is not a shock jock a shock jock, I'm not even going to, like, use the word or the profession that I think is what you're calling somebody that, but I'll just say that Louisville had them in their basketball. And that is what I feel like you're calling if you say to me, who works really hard. By the way, and I hate to get on, like, you know, stand up on the chair and say, hey, look at me. I'm 27 years old, and I get to host the afternoon show on the ESPN affiliate in Nashville, a great city, on the flagship station of the defending Western Conference champions with a Super Bowl general manager every day. I did that because I busted my tail in order to do it. Busted my tail in New Hampshire, busted my tail in Louisville, bust my tail here, and it's not because, well, Jared, I'm calling in and I'm waiting 40 minutes to tell you you're a shock jock. It's not that. I think I'm about to sweat.
Sounds like we're a little touchy.
I don't like being called a shock jock. I don't like it. I told you. That would be like if you went up to somebody and said, hey, you're a prostitute.
This is what you have to understand. Now, this is when you get in the locker room, if you went out there, you know what it would be? Every single person in that locker room would call you a shock jock for the next 2-3 weeks.
If I went into a locker room into what?
And went through that rant and rave about something that bothered you.
Oh, yeah. Much. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You
yeah, for
would
sure.
be like
no, I know what you
blood
mean.
In the water.
I know what you mean, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. That's like those one of those things where, you know, you crack a joke about so-and-so, and then you see how personally that person takes it. So now you just crack a joke on that.
Get another
every
one.
Every time.
That's exactly
but,
right.
And I, you know, I don't think I've ever gone on this rant on the air, but the reality is when you call somebody like that, when you say somebody's a shock jock, in my mind, you're basically calling them, you know, like what Louisville had in their basketball dorm. And that sets me off. So I just wanted to highlight how much I have busted my tail to be where I am today. Patrick is up next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. What's up, Patrick?
Hi, guys. How you doing? I just moved here from Boston and heard you guys' radio show and haven't stopped listening since.
Thanks, great.
I got to say, like, I am a huge Bruins fan, but I found myself cheering for Nashville with all the crowd and everybody getting into it. So my hot take, though, is that I do think, even though I don't like him that much, PK would be a terrific captain. And I say that for two reasons. One, he's an emotional leader. You guys referenced Tom Brady a lot today, so I'll just reference him again. He's not afraid to get in people's faces and be ultra emotional on sidelines. I can see that with PK. And number two, I think I could be wrong in saying this. I don't know, but he might be the first African-American or black captain, and I think that'd be huge for the game of hockey. This year, we finally had the 15th state, being Tennessee, host a Stanley Cup Finals, and if that same team was able to bring that culture to hockey, I think that'd be amazing. So thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate your call.
Great, thank you.
This is going to sound crazy. I feel the same way about naming somebody a captain because they're black, the same way I feel about not naming them the captain because they're black. I don't care about that. Like, that does not have an effect on me one iota.
Would he be the first?
I don't know.
African-American? I don't know either.
And what's crazy is, that's just the way I view it is, I'm a big believer in the two-way street. Like, I will not name you the captain because of that, but I'm also not going to name you the captain because of that. If PK deserves to be the captain, then PK should be the captain. If PK displays the leadership attributes that it takes to be the captain, then PK should be the captain. My thing is, PK doesn't display those leadership attributes. He's a great guy, and he's a great player. And the other thing, too, is I don't want him to have the pressure of being team captain. I want him to be able to be PK and focus on being PK. And I would just say that, I'm not going to say that PK would be a bad captain, because I don't think that that's true, but would he be the best captain for this team? And I just see the way that Ellis interacts with people and the way that Ellis answers questions after tough games and tough losses and the way that Ellis will call his teammates out when they need it, or he'll call out others when he feels like, that somebody said something, about the Predators or something. To me, Ellis stands out as the guy. By the way, a lot of people are letting me know Jerome Iginla was captain in Calgary. So, no, PK would not be.
Who was captain?
Jerome Iginla. By the way, you talk about a classy guy. Jerome Iginla, classy guy. So, we are hanging out here at Bridgestone Arena, where, once again, the Predators are hosting the Fan Appreciation Draft Party. And that is today from 4 until 10. They want everybody to come on out, where you here at Bridgestone Arena can celebrate the Western Conference Championship. You can write cards and record video thank you messages for Preds players and coaches. You can take part in the public skate. You can tour the locker room. And, of course, you also can sign up and buy season tickets. It is exciting. Our final hour of Fireball Hot Take Friday continues next. And coming up next on this show, we have so much to get into in the next hour, but the Titans will have a window to re-sign their quarterback beginning after this season. I'll ask the GM, should they? And how would he go about it? That's next. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.